tested by a physician while in vision. Three persons who were present that day later recalled the vision and gave their testimony of what they witnessed. First, listen to D.H. Lamson. I was then 17 years old. It seems to me I can almost hear those thrilling shouts of glory, which she uttered. Then she sank back to the floor, not falling, but sinking gently, and was supported in the arms of an attendant. Two physicians came in, an old man and a young man. Brother White was anxious that they should examine Sister White closely, which they did. A looking glass was brought, and one of them held it over her mouth while she talked, but very soon they gave this up, and said, "She doesn't breathe." Then they closely examined her sides as she spoke, to find some evidence of deep breathing, but they did not find it. As they closed this part of the examination, she arose to her feet, still in vision, holding a Bible high up, turning from passage to passage, quoting correctly, although the eyes were looking upward and away from the book. She had a view of the seven last plagues. Then she saw the triumph of the saints, and her shouts of triumph I can seem to hear even now. To these facts I freely testify. Elder D. H. Lamson, Hillsdale, Michigan, February 8, 1893, published in Xum, pages 207, 208. Another who witnessed this vision at the White Home on Monroe Street in Rochester was a young lady, Drusilla, who was later to marry D.H. Lamson's cousin. At the time of writing, she was the matron of the Clifton Springs, New York, sanitarium. Of the experience she wrote on March 9, 1893. I remember the meeting when the trial was made, namely, to test what Brother White had frequently said, that Sister White did not breathe while in vision, but I cannot recall the name of the doctor who was present. It must have been Dr. Fleming, as he was the doctor called sometimes for counsel. He is, however, now dead. I can say this much, that the test was made, and no sign of breath was visible on the looking glass.
Drusilla Lamson, in Xum. P. 208.
David Seeley, of Fayette, Iowa, was another eyewitness. He gave his testimony on August 29, 1897. This is to certify that I have read the above testimonials of David Lamson and Mrs. Drusilla Lamson, concerning the physician's statement when examining Mrs. E. G. White while she was in vision, June 26, 1854. I was present at that meeting, and witnessed the examination. I agree with what is stated by Brother and Sister Lamson, and would say further that it was Dr. Fleming and another younger physician who made the examination. After Mrs. White rose to her feet, as they have stated, quoting the text of Scripture, Dr. Fleming called for a lighted candle. He held this candle as near her lips as possible without burning, and in direct line with her breath in case she breathed. There was not the slightest flicker of the blaze. The doctor then said, with emphasis, "That settles it forever. There is no breath in her body." David Seeley, in Xum, pages 208, 209. Ellen White was totally unconscious while in vision. She knew nothing of the circumstances observed by others. Later she wrote of why the visions were thus given. Some of the instruction found in these pages, her books, was given under circumstances so remarkable as to evidence the wonder-working power of God in behalf of His truth. Sometimes while I was in vision, my friends would approach me, and exclaim, "Why, she does not breathe." Placing a mirror before my lips, they found that no moisture gathered on the glass. It was while there was no sign of any breathing that I kept talking of the things that were being presented before me. These messages were thus given to substantiate the faith of all, that in these last days we might have confidence in the spirit of prophecy. At the time of this vision at Rochester, the messenger party was doing its work, and the church was just on the verge of the defection of Stevenson and Hall, of Wisconsin. All of them were denouncing the presence of the spirit of prophecy as an important factor in the work of the Sabbath-keeping Adventists.